It's when they're walking through a haunted house, and all of a sudden they start to feel like that there are these little tiny filaments that are attaching to them, or they get that sensation like putting your hand up to the television screen and that electrostatic tingle. And then the fact that you're seeing this sort of flowing off of your body is especially intriguing, because at our lemur lab, we have done a lot of experiments with Schlieren imagery, which is very sensitive. It shows you subtle emanations coming from the human body. And when you put your hand in front of a Schlieren system, you actually see all of these streams of energy kind of flowing off of the hand. So I think that indeed, Charles, you're getting very close to seeing something. You might already be at a higher level, frankly, because this is the energy field that is there, but usually can only be seen with this technology. Now, the fact that this is coming into your bedroom at night means that either you are going into, of course, this altered state when you sleep, which very quickly opens you up to this, or that there is something visiting you in your room. And as far as your ability to see green and violet, I don't know exactly the context in which that has taken place your whole life, but violet, of course, is a very high frequency, and that usually is seen around people who are opening up their minds to a higher vibration. It's associated with psychics and spiritualism. And green is, on the other hand, a color that is usually seen around people who are sort of pugnacious and persistent, and it reminds me of vegetation. You know, if the whole world were to be destroyed tomorrow by an atomic bomb, then all of the plant life would take over and sort of weed its way into every little crack and crevice. And people who have green around them seem to be very persistent, so maybe that has some relevance to your personality.
We have time for maybe one quick question. Marcia in Oregon. Go ahead, Marcia. We only got about 45 seconds for you.
Okay. So one question is, if you get to this level, is there a way to, like, shut it off? So, like, if there's other people that it's not a positive experience with them?
Yeah, you know, Marcia, in the very same way that you can close your eyes to prevent seeing something that is in front of you optically, you can close this off. But it takes time. It's not easy. I have trouble with some of my experiments, but I've interviewed enough people who have this ability to tell you that it can be controlled. But it's one of those things where you have to take it seriously if you get involved with it. And once again, let me just repeat, if anybody wants to experiment, go to joshuapwarren.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and try out that free software I've got. I'll have it up there for a few more days.
Super. Fun information tonight, Joshua. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, George. Always fun.
Are you enjoying this weekly effort of the paranormal moment?
I love this. You know, usually I come on this program with you and I never have enough time to talk about all the things I want to. And now I still feel like I never have enough time, but at least little by little, I know I'll eventually get it all out there.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Josh, and good luck on all your conferences.
Hey, thank you, George.
It's Joshua P. Warren, his website, joshuapwarren.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danizer, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe.